This is VOA News. I'm David Byrne. President Donald Trump is spending the holiday weekend at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports from the White House, the president is also filling out his legal team before arguments begin in his Senate impeachment trial next week.
They say the president's legal team figures the trial will last no more than 2 weeks, which would be far shorter than Andrew Johnson's trial in 1868 and Bill Clinton's in 1999. But there's still a question about whether the Senate will allow more witnesses, which could extend the trial. It takes a supermajority to convict. 67 senators. Both Johnson and Clinton were acquitted, and President Trump figures he's next.
There was nothing done wrong.
A person familiar says the president's boosting his legal team before opening arguments next week, adding former Harvard law professor Alan Dershowitz and ex-independent counsel Ken Starr, among others. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the State Department will do everything necessary to determine whether former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch was under threat. Documents released this week indicated that Lev Parnas, a Ukrainian-born U.S. citizen, helped President Trump's personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani investigate presidential candidate Joe Biden and his son Hunter. They also showed that Parnas was involved in monitoring Yovanovitch's movements before Trump removed her in May. Pompeo said that he had no knowledge of the allegations until earlier this week.
My obligation as Secretary of State is to make sure that we evaluate, investigate any time there's someone who posits that there may have been a risk to one of our officers. We'll obviously do that.
The allegations are central to the impeachment inquiry into Trump, who faces a charge of abusing his power by asking Ukraine to investigate Biden.